So I declare the meeting open at 10:02. Welcome everybody. And we have Councillor Harris is on Zoom today. You with us? Yep. Thanks. Just on mute there. Thanks, Fifi.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Announcements of visitors, we have nil. Disclaimer notices, nil. Council meeting information notes. They're in the front there. Public question time 4.1, response to previous public questions taken on notice, which is nil. And 4.2, public question time, which there's no one in the gallery. Announcement from the presiding member. Nothing from me. Pretty quiet month, actually, which most councils are flat out sorting out their budget and et cetera, et cetera. So, unless I missed something, have I, Councillor Norrie? No. Thank you. Record of attendance, apologies, leave of absence. 6.1 attendance.
Put in for a leave of absence for the August meeting.
Yep, for 6.2 is apologies, which is nil. 6.3, applications for leave of absence, which received the letter from Councillor Peterson in regards to leave of absence for the August meeting.
19th of August.
Can I have a move and a seconder that we accept that? Councillor Norrie, seconder. Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour?
Sorry. Yep.
Thank you. That's everyone?
Yes.
Thank you. 6.4, approved leaves of absence, which was nil. 7, declaration of interest, 7.1, 2 and 3, financial proximity and impartiality. Anybody? Nil, 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 nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of June 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Cover mover. Sorry, Councillor Norrie. Councillor Taylor. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you. That's everyone. Sorry, Fifi.
No, you're right.
We do have a new TV and everything on its way, so it's going to be put up there both ends. My apologies. We're up to 9 presentations. So 9.1, 2, 3 and 4. Petitions, presentations, deputations, delegated reports. Nil all the way through there. Okay, 10 reports. 10.1, reports of audit and risk committees, which is nil. 10.2, Chief Executive's Officer's Report, and I probably should go back one and advise all that the CEO is on sick leave today, and being in the chair as acting CEO is Kiara, thank you. So 10.2A is adoption of the Council Plan 2025 to 2035. As you recall, we extensively went through this plan at our last meeting with Jess from Moore.
Moore,
yep, thank you. Just clarification on that. excuse me. Any questions in regards to the Shire Leonora Council Plan for 2025, which is integrating the strategic community plan and the corporate business plan? I think, as we all know, it's a working document in progress, and we all understand that the There's a fair bit on our agenda item in the next 12, 18 months, 2 to 3 years, so certainly that plan's going to change somewhat, but for the time being, it's there, and it's a fairly well detailed plan that's been put together. So I'd like to thank the community for their input in regards to that, and also council, along with Moore, with Jess, and all the work that they've done with the consultation work around Leonora and the individual reports you got back from, you know, talking to people in the streets. So if there's no questions in regards to the 25-35 community plan, the recommendation there is that council adopt by absolute majority of the Shire of Leonora council plan for 2025 to 2035 as attached, as required by section 5.56 of the Local Government Act of 1995. Can I have a mover, please, and a seconder? Councillor Peterson. Councillor Nardone. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you, Fifi. That's everyone. Yep. Thank you. Very good. Okay, so we are up to 10.2B. Proposal to appoint Common Audit Risk and Improvement Committee independent chairperson across the goldfields. So just quickly a bit of background on this. This is in regards to the GROC and those shires within the GROC. Putting on a proposal that GROC seek and go out to appoint someone to look after all the shires in regards to the Audit and Risk Committee chairperson. So this is just endorsing from the Shire Leonora's perspective that we agree to it. Mm-hmm. Every shire will do that. I think it's a positive going forward where that we can reduce the costs right across the board for each shire and just have one sort of independent person looking after the or chairing the independent.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Independent Audit and Risk Committees. Any questions in regards to that, councillors? Councillor Norrie?
Just reading the implementation, the selection process and the appointments.
Yep.
But is it a goldfields-based position?
I can't answer that question for you. Perhaps, Kiara, have you got...
I would assume it'd end up being a goldfields-based position, but my understanding is there's been nothing specifically to state that we want them to be local in that sense. I don't see how it's feasible to do all councils without being in the goldfields.
It's a good point. I mean, we're all in agreement that we want to support the goldfields and have someone based within the goldfields. That's probably a point that I can bring up when we do take it back to the GROC. Any further questions, councillors? The recommendation there that council by absolute majority in accordance with section 5.12 and 5.13 of the Local Government Act support the proposal of appointment of a shared regional independent chair for the Audit Risk Improvement Committee across the GROC member councils. I have a mover and a seconder for that recommendation. Councillor Taylor. Councillor Norrie, second. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you. That's everyone. Okay, so 10.2C is a communications agreement consultation. So there was, in regards to, Wilga sent out a lot of information there in regards to they're wanting responses back from individual councils, which Ty has put that together, which has got those responses there. Kiara, did you want to add anything to this?
Yep, so the communication agreement is as part of the Local Government Act amendment regulations to include a communications agreement across all local governments. So Wolga is proposing a standardised one that we could then implement. However, they have asked other councils to provide their information on it. Our focus is obviously to make sure that it doesn't create too much of an administrative burden on our staff, especially in the remote areas, where these sorts of things tend to be a little bit more favourable towards cities where they have that larger workforce. So Ty's worked alongside the other CEOs in the goldfields, just try and have a larger submission towards Wolga just to push that. It will also feed into alternative routes of communication for councillors for rough information, but I know there's been some comments in there to stop you being able to direct staff or bully them into doing things ultimately. So still maintaining that council admin professionalism while still sort of making it a bit easier for council to get the information they need out of their council.
Thank you. Councillors, any questions in relation to the communication agreement consultation?
I just want to make point to thank Ty and Kiara. It's very detailed. The responses are detailed. They're not just yes and no's, although there's lots of further complexity and already over-regulated and no. But, you know, it is, and then the one, the Shire Landowner supports a Wolga comment. No, but it's a very detailed response.
Thank you, Councillor Norrie. Any further questions? The recommendation into 10.2C, Communications Agreement Consultation, is Council submit the attached submission to the Department of Local Government, Industry, Regulation and Safety. Have a mover, please. Councillor Norrie. Councillor Nardone. Those in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's everyone. Okay. We must be up to page...
87.
Thank you. Okay, 10.2D, Leonora Safe House Fencing, Leonora Safe House, Tower Street. This is in regards to the external fencing of the boundary of the Safe House. Alex, would you like to just give us an overview of that, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this is to do with the height of the fencing around the property. So it's recommended from consultation with One Tree and the builder to do a 2.4 metre high colour bond fence on the front, and due to the sloping of the property to go to 2.7 for the rear and the sides. It's just been brought to council as we don't have any bylaws in regards to fence height. So just to make sure we're compliant, just getting council sign off on those heights.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Councillors, any questions in regards to the fencing at the Leonora Safe House? And just a quick update on that. My understanding is that the internal building is pretty much completed, and it's just the external works around the house that need to be finalised and completed. Okay. The recommendation there is that council permit the installation of fencing at a height of up to 2.7 metres at the Leonora Safe House. I have a mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Norrie. Seconder, Councillor Cottrell, thank you. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you, that's everyone. Thanks, Alex. Okay, 10.3A, monthly financial statements, month end June 2025. Kiara.
So this will be the last one for the financial year up to the annual financial statements, until the financial annual financial statements. We do have quite a large surplus, about 5.5 million. Roughly 2.8 of that is going to be carried over to next year's budget. It's mostly to do with our capital works program. So they're projects that we made a big push in the last 3 months or so, but we didn't quite get a lot of those projects finished. So we've carried over about 2.8 million, and the rest of it, we've got a recommendation for the budget to raise two new reserve accounts, and the rest of the surplus is, the intention is to go into there. So it'll be the aerodrome reserve with the works we're planning to do there in the next couple of years. Aerodrome, the Eastern Precinct reserve, and also our bypass reserve. So buffing up those will be where the surplus goes. Overall, our operating budget was quite good. We were only 1.4 in surplus there, and that was to do with employee costs, where we had less staff than we thought we would, and that kind of thing.
Yep. Thank you. Good job. Councillors, questions? Okay. There are no questions in regards to the monthly financial statement. Personally, on behalf of council, I'd like to thank you for your last 12 months. Mm-hmm. I know it's been a pretty busy time for you. Certainly get our teeth into the new budget going forward. But, a bit of a surplus there. But we've certainly got some pretty big projects on the agenda item, one being the bypass being the major one to try and push forward with it in the next financial year. So thank you. Can I have a mover for the recommendation that council accept the monthly financial statement of the month after 30th of June 2025 consist of cooperation report, statement of financial activity from 30th of June 25 and the material variances 30th of June 2025.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai. 30th
of June 2025. Councillor Nardone. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? That is...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks, Fifi. That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Kiara. Okay. Next one is 10.3A. Go over one more page, eh? And we'll go to 10.3B. Accounts for payment, June to July 2025. Is there anything there you'd like to touch on, Kiara?
Just the cost, there's $2 million there for the months. It's June, July, and then a little bit of May as well.
Yep, just tidy up invoices. Yep.
Basically tidy up invoices. There is still, I know there's about $300,000 in accruals that we've identified this week, and that's just suppliers not providing us the invoices in time, added to the delay with the implementation of the new software. So we had everything at the 30th of June, but there was things that I think we had one yesterday. Was quite high, so we're trying to clear them up, but then those accruals will be reflected in the annual financials as well.
So the new software was program, is that the changeover as of the 1st of July.
Yep, 1st of July.
Thank you. Questions in regards to council payment, councillors? Okay, there be no questions in regards to the council payment for June, July 25. The recommendation that council accepts the accounts for payment as detailed. One, direct bank transactions number from 3755 to 3785, totaling $75,491.06. A, credit card payments May 25, $22,705.61. Batch payments from 262, 263, 264, 265 and 262 totaling $1,599,968.62 and payroll payments for pay periods ending the 9th of the 6th, 24th of the 6th and special pay 13th of the 6th totaling $380,045.96. The mover for the accounts for payment. Accounts. The Cottrell. Seconder, please. Councillor Peterson. Those in favour?
Yep.
That's everyone. Thanks, Gary. Okay, so we're up to 10.4, I believe. That'd be correct. 10.4, Manager of Community Services, Neil. Quiet month. Quiet. 10.5, Environmental Health Officers Report.
Neil.
10.6, Elected Members Reports. Neil. Motion of which the previous notices have been given. Questions from the members without notice. 13, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. 13, sorry.
Just as the heading twice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Officers. Nil.
Nil.
14 is meeting closed to the public. 14.1 is matters of which the meeting may be closed to the public. So we will close the meeting to the public. If we can turn off the... Recommendation that council consider the confidential report listed below in the meeting closed to the public. In accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act of 1995, which is 14.1A RFT, 6025 Street Resealing Program. This matter is considered to be confidential under section 5.32C of the Local Government Act, and the council is satisfied that decision of the matter in an open meeting would, on balance, be contrary to the public's interest as it deals with the contract entered into or which may be entered into by the local government which relates to the matter to be discussed at the meeting. So I need a mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Nardone, Councillor Peterson. Those in favour?
Yep.
That's everyone. Thank you. All right. Okay, so in relation to agenda item, the confidential agenda item, which is 14.1A, which was the street resealing program, the recommendation that council accept the quotation from WA Spray Seal Limited as a preferred supplier of resealing works required under RFT 06-2025 Street Sealing Program, and that was passed by absolute majority. Okay, moving right along now to uh, 15, which is State Council agenda. Nothing. Next meeting, which is, I think it said the 19th August, 2025. And if I haven't missed anything, it'll be meeting closed at 10:33. Thank you all for your attendance.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.